Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue with Pel Yoyed, Shin number 10, discussing how to build our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he tells us that we can learn from a Kav HaChomer. When it comes to the physical things, the Gashmias that Hashem gives us, we should appreciate all those things that we enjoy. Even more so when it comes to the Ruchnias. And let's explain. V'yachol ha'adam lo'ayrer es ahava ves hayira. A person can view, and not only he should view all of the things, the gifts Hashem gives him, as a way, as a tool to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have Avas Hashem and to have Yiras Hashem. And he gives examples. If a person eats or drinks something that he enjoys, he likes it the way it tastes. This is Anik Badesha Navsha Bitiyulu Mishmias Kol Arev. And he likes, let's say, going on trips or hearing nice music. Vaharvachus Maman Sha'ila Agabein Chadayme. Or money. People that are making money, which he says is Oila Agabein. This is on top of the list. And we all know that when it comes to money, people appreciate the ability to make some money. Yitain Eliboy, the person should contemplate. He should concentrate and appreciate the gifts of Hashem. Im kach ani oyev es adavar. If I like this thing, if I like a schnitzel sandwich, a steak sandwich, if I like my car, the comfort of my car, whatever it might be, whatever, if you like your pen, whatever it might be, use it as a tool. Channel that to Avas Hashem, to Yiras Hashem. And he says, that physical item that I have is going to eventually break, wear out. Nothing in the physical world lasts forever. Hashem created that system, that nothing in the physical world lasts forever. Ubin laylo hayu, ubin laylo ovad. It's here today, and it's gone tomorrow. Even more so, I should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shumakor kol ha'avois v'tanugim u'mimenu toitzo eschayim v'cho ha'tanugim. Hashem is the source of all of the enjoyment that I have. And we have to, this is extremely important now. You sit down, you have pizza for lunch, whatever it might be. Whatever you had chicken soup. And it was delicious and you really enjoyed it. Besides thanking your wife, or whoever made it. And if you go to a restaurant, you can thank the person who at the restaurant and tell them how delicious it was. Besides for that, and besides making a bracha rishon and a bracha achrona, let's think, when you come to bench, you're going to bench saying, Hashem, tell us to yourself, I'm coming to thank you for this delicious food. I appreciate that you gave this to me. That's what we have to do. We have to create this system in our mind, every single thing that we have, that we enjoy, that we appreciate. You have a chair that you're sitting on? Don't just take the chair and sit in the chair. Appreciate the chair. It all comes from Hashem. Then he says further. Then he says like this. V'yavriach daitei mi'avos hadover hagashmi, v'yidvak ba'avos koinoi, v'omar yoimar ha'evid. Now listen to this. I'm getting a little some chills when I'm about to tell you what I'm about to tell you now. Why? Because we see Hashgacha Pratis right in front of our eyes. He says we have to focus that pushing aside the Gashmias. Use the Gashmias, the physical world, as a tool to come to love Hashem, to come to fear Hashem. Now, what pasuk does the Peleoids give us to learn here now is the pasuk from this week's Parsha. You'll say, oh, well, it's going to fall at some point in time. Lav Dafka. We are now learning, we're calling it Shia number 10. We started recently the Sefer Peleoids, and he brings from the pasuk of Eved Ivri. And we know by the Eved Ivri, he wants to stay by his master, and he gets his ear pierced. And that's the pasuk he says, but we had to say this to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the servant has to say, Ohavti es Adoni. I love my master. He's taking these words from the parasha. And he's saying, apply this to yourself. Ahavti es Adoni. I love my master. I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to appreciate. That's the word we're using again and again. Not taking anything for granted. Now listen to these very important words of the Pelyoites. A person like you just mentioned before we turned on the recorder, you said there were dangerous snakes. Dangerous snakes that we did not want to, you don't get a bit by a snake anytime. But when it's a poisonous, venomous snake, it's very dangerous. So you know what happens? We get scared. Now listen to what he says now. Let's say a person is a pachad. He's afraid from something. Something comes up and we're afraid of something. How should we handle the situation? Now, step number one, if there's a poisonous snake, try to get yourself out of it. Okay, putting that aside. I think we'll agree to that. But look what he says to do. Maliro midavor zeh asher lehevel dama. Don't be afraid of that snake. Don't be afraid of the situation. Of course, like I just mentioned, if you get yourself out of that place, get yourself away from the snake. Maliro midavor zeh. Why should I be afraid of that situation that comes up? Asher lehevel dama. It's emptiness. It's a fear of emptiness. Yoyser toiv. It's better. Yoyser toivli im eshelakim. Eshelakim ani yorei. I should fear Hashem. Channel the fear to fearing Hashem. Now listen to the next words. You hear what he's telling us? There's something that comes up. Person's walking down the street. And he's a little uncomfortable with the situation. So he's afraid. He says, channel that fear to Yiras Elokim, fearing Hashem. V'tekef, and immediately, yachlifeno v'yomir oisora v'toiv. That bad situation will be changed from evil, from dangerous, from being afraid, to good. V'yikavoschar toiv v'motza kidei gulosai. And the person will receive reward, and he's going to have his salvation. Do we hear these words? He says, if Rachman Litzlan, there's a situation that we're afraid of, channel that fear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what's going to happen? What's going to happen is, V'yikabel schar toiv, first, V'yachlifena v'yomer oisa ra betoiv, that ra is going to turn to good. V'yikabel schar toiv, umotza k'dei gulosoi, you're going to receive reward, you're going to have the redemption that you need. And there's nothing to be afraid of anymore. Unbelievable. This is the Eitzah from the Pelayoyitz. How a person should channel all of the gifts that Hashem gives him. To appreciate every single step of his life. Every single thing. You have glasses. You know, sometimes a person's screw from the lenses, they fall out from the temple of the glasses. It falls out. And you have one... I was just somewhere, I was by Simcha on Shabbos last week, and the person's saying a Dvar Torah, and he said, I apologize, I'm missing one lens. It fell out. Let's train ourselves to appreciate the fact that we have two lenses in our glasses, and not just after the fact that something happens. But then he says, just to review what we're saying here, then he says, that's just the physical world. Even more so, a hafti es adoni from this week's parashas Mishpatim. Focus on this, on the ruchnius. And if there's a fear, something to be fearful from, channel that fear to Yiras Hashem, and that dangerous situation, Mitzvah Hashem, will go away.